那困难看错。嘿，那麦好奇麦奇曼纳塔瓦 ，It's me Moyawa here on Onoro Matoru. It's three. No, it's not three. 39 minutes past four. And yes, you are back here on our drive show. On the line with us now, I'm glad to say that we have Te Rangi Huata, who is the organiser of E Tupu Area Whanau Service and Ngāti Power Trust kaupapa called Matariki Te Ara Rama Light Trail Celebration. And he started it 10 years ago with his brother, I believe. But I want to get him on so that he can talk to us about the story, about this awesome kaupapa. It kicked off yesterday. And so I want to talk to him about how that went and the kaupapa that are happening, what people can expect to see if they were to make their way over to GI. Tēnā koe, te rangi kei te pēhea koe.
Kei te pai.
Hey, you were just talking to me about the story of Matariki or the Te Ara Rama Light Trail, and I want to talk to you about the where that came from and how that came about.
Well, it came about through a conversation with some friends of ours here in Tamaki Makaurau, and they're looking at trying to do a project in the Glen Innes area, and they asked us whether we might help to give them a hand to put on a project for Matariki. And that was 10 years ago, and so we met with the Georgie from the Thompson, from the Ruapotaka Marae. I'm from Ngāti Kaungunu, and we've been doing Matariki for 23 years down there, but we came up to help Ruapotaka and help the Māori community to sort of establish a Matariki presence, and also in GI, there weren't many events at the time, and felt, well, this would be a good event to bring there. But also, there's some issues, social issues in the park that we set up the light trail in Maybury Reserve. And so the thought was, well, this might have to bring some positive vibes to the community, uplift people, make people feel safe going to that park. And so 10 years later, it's all on, and last night was our opening night. It was phenomenal. It's the biggest turnout we've ever had in 10 years for an opening night. It was wonderful.
Beautiful. Yes, I did see a couple of my mates. They posted it up, and I was just like, holy, it looks pretty awesome. The lights itself, but also to see the participation of the community and those who are interested. So great work, Ewha. It's awesome to know that this kaupapa is still going after all those years, and you're still a part of it, doing the good mahi. So it's and also what you brought up about the park and bringing in safety and also just bringing in a good space for people to be a part of and celebrate such an awesome kaupapa. And so talk to us about some of the things that people can expect if they were to tag along.
Well, basically, the idea is to get people out, to get whānau out, this gives them an excuse to get out, to go out together. And Matariki is all about remembering people who passed away. It's also a chance of giving thanks for the kai that we've received now and for the future. It's also a chance for people to learn a bit more about Matariki, learn a bit more about themselves. And so the lights are really the attraction for people to be whānau as part of Matariki. And Matariki is our Māori New Year. So around this trail that people walk around, there are nine stars there, and they each have their own kaupapa, they each have their own story. But in between, there are interactives that kids can take part. There's tāpuapua, which is the pools of light, which is a phrase used during Matariki, and we have pools of water, but that children can dance on and play on all night. It's a fun activity. There are also hoops representing the nine stars that little children can walk through, and the hoops sort of have lights that vibrate up and down, sort of representing the past and the present. And but it's basically for people to get out and just have a great time during Matariki. We also have an area, Ahika, which is we've got a brazier burning. It's called Puhutikawa, and it's designed in the Puhutikawa blossoms of the tree, and it's really a way of drawing people home. But also, there are a number of people in the community that in Glen Innes that have been lost since the last Matariki. So there's a chance for them within the environment of the light trail to say their farewells too. And last night in our opening, we farewelled Jim Penny, our co-matua, who opened our Matariki event every year for 9 years, and he closed it. And so we're missing him sorely. But last night we also acknowledged him, and he will always live on with us with our light trail forever.
It's really beautiful. You know, I am noticing more and more so how people are creating ways to do something like that in their own special way, because that part in particular, people wonder how they can do that, because naturally if you're calling out to stars, people wonder if that's an awkward process or something like that. So people have created some beautiful ways to be able to do that part of Matariki, and I've just heard another example of it. And so this, you know, beautiful te rāko, a tāhua rawa atu te rākōrero e te rangi. So that's that kaupapa. And it's also cool to see how the hauora aspect is tied into this as well, seeing some of the, whether it's vaccination or checkups and stuff like that. So do you want to talk about that?
Yes. Matariki is about looking after the future and also looking after our surroundings, our environment, and caring for that, but also about us caring for ourselves. And particularly us older people, and the reason why we should look after ourselves is, we should look on being around longer, so that we can see our mokopuna grow up, we can see our children thrive and blossom, and do positive things. And so the Tipu e Reo have put together a series of hauora activities as part of the light trail. So you can go through the light trail, and you could also go in there and book in for a manicure, a haircut, a rub down, kids play, have a coffee on the house. You can do it before or after, but the essential thing is around whānau wellness, and it's like a one-stop shop. We get all the good vibes, and you get the support, and also it's a great way of people connecting with each other within a different atmosphere. It's not formal; it's very informal. It's in the community centre. It's very warm. It's very welcoming, and our theme has always been share the light, ignite the spirit. So that extends out to the hauora, and I take my hat off to E Tipu E Reo for finding a way of connecting with the community through Matariki and doing it in a very creative way too.
Speaking of creative, I'm a sucker for fireworks, and I saw that this kaupapa has some fireworks as well.
Yes, it does. And also we have lots of entertainment, and our Matariki is also centred around presenting the best of what we do in terms of artwork, of creativity, and the fireworks display also does that. And it's to kaupapa Māori music, also Pacifica. The colours are representative of the stars in terms of Rangi Sky Father with rain falling down representing his tears to Papatūānuku, and Papatūānuku, the colours are represented in green, but also with the firework display, we've done a lot of work on it too, so it's very environmentally friendly. It's 100% of our cardboard is diverted from, is recycled. 100% of our gnomes are recycled. We've done a lot of homework on it, so it's emission, carbon emissions is very small, and but also it brings a lot of enjoyment to a lot of people. And last year we had about 10,000-15,000 people turned up, and we expect to get a great crowd this time.
Hey, how proud are you of this Kaupapa after 10 years, and you're seeing people gather and you're seeing everything that's come together to create this Kaupapa? You must be pretty proud, Ewha.
Well, I would say I'm really pleased. It's actually getting easier. It's getting easier to do it, because when we started back, I would say in the golden oldie days, it was quite challenging to get people to get their heads around what we're trying to do. And then some of the ideas around Matsuki in those days would have been really radical, you know, like saying farewell to people passing at the same time, laughing and enjoying the night. You know, it's a bit of a contradiction for a lot of people, but now the idea of it's normal for us to do well, we do that within the things that we do as Māori, but it's a foreign idea to the rest of New Zealand, and now they're sort of embracing those cultures and kaupapa as well.
Well, tēnā koe, te rangi. Thank you so much for having a kōrero with us this afternoon. I'm definitely going to tag along on Saturday. It's the only free day I've got, so I'm definitely going to be there with my papa. So awesome kaupapa, and looking forward to being a part of it.
Ka pai, and looking forward for you to come out and enjoy Matariki and GI.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, te rangi. Have an awesome afternoon.
Tēnā te mihi.
Te Rangi Huata there, the organiser of the Matariki Te Ararama Light Trail Celebration, which kicked off yesterday, last night, 5 p.m. They had their karakia, their ceremony to open it up, and it finishes up on the 22nd, this Saturday. And man, the lineup is crazy. If you want to find out exactly what's going on and when it's happening, you can go to either E Tipu Area's social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, or Ngāti Power Trust. They've got the program online there as well. But it shows everything that's happening there. Go out and enjoy it, Ewha Mā. I'm in Tāmaki. I missed out on quite a few other things on this side of town, and so I'm going to make the most of it. I'm down for some good old whānau kai type vibes. But that's us, Ewha Mā. Coming up now, we've got a waiata. I'm doing wahine with soul voices, because why not? I know it's FIFA World Cup. They have upbeat kind of de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de. They have that. We're going to have that tomorrow. And so today, we're on the powerful voices of wahine here on Manatawa. Coming up next is Ruben Epiha with your reo Māori news, and in the next hour we've got Tawas. We've got Tawarua talking to us about his new single, He Aho. Looking forward to that kōrero. Of course, we've got our weather and traffic in the next hour, but now we've got Evergreen by Yabba and an ad break, and that should take you through to your Reo Māori news with Ruben Epiha. You're listening to Moiawa here on Radio Wāte's Drive Show Manatawa on Onoro Mātoru Te Iarere. It's 53 minutes past 4. Arere mai o taringa.
I kissed my penny and I threw it in. I prayed I